In week 15, Detroit went to Tampa looking to win a second straight and snap a 26-game road losing streak.
Can't get to two until you get one. They got the one in the pocket last week. They'll try to get two today and snap that long road losing streak as well.
With the Lions aiming for a breakthrough on the road, third-string quarterback Drew Stanton targeted Calvin Johnson.
Down seven, Stanton throws, got Calvin. Calvin at the 45. Calvin bucks territory at the 40. Calvin slips down to the 30-yard line. That is a 30-yard gain.
Keep him involved, because when he gets his hands on the ball, he's special.
And Megatron got some help from Recepticon along the way.
Stanton out of the shotgun. He takes, back to pass, looks right, throws, got a complete. Burleson spins at the five, pulling his way in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Nate Burleson turned around and just powered his way through E.J. Biggers for the score.
On the ground, Maurice Morris propelled the offense with a season-high 109 yards and a touchdown. But the Lions still trailed by three late in the fourth.
Looks, looks, throws once, Calvin deep right. Calvin caught it inside the 30. 22 seconds left in the game. No timeouts remaining. Stanton back, sets and throws, got it complete. Scheffler at the 10. Rayner with a field goal attempt. Kick on the way, it is up, and it is good. And we're going to overtime, tied at 20 apiece. Stanton looks, throws, wants Calvin. Got the feet down, caught it. What a play by Megatron. Down at the 26-yard line. How good is he, man? Kick is up. It is good. And the Lions have won it. They have come down to Tampa and beaten the Bucs. And the streak is over.
Dave Rayner's two field goals marked the first time in team history a kicker tied the game to end regulation and won it in overtime.